Okay. Well then, it looks like it's gonna be the two of us for a while. No, I don't want to go on that hike with everybody else. I've been up that bluff 1,000 times. It's a great view of the river valley, but I'm wearing the tight pencil skirt. This tight pencil skirt you see here. It's hardly ideal for a hike. Plus, now I get to hang out alone with you. I'm just kidding. I don't mean to be flirty. I know you're in a relationship. I never took you for the hiking type. Am I wrong? I don't mean that as an insult or anything. I just thought you were into gaming. So, maybe a dirty, sweaty hike isn't your thing. It's cool. People like different things. Anyways, now you won't be hanging out here all by yourself for an hour. Although, it's kind of funny that I'm the only other person who decided to hang back. Oh! You're used to being left alone? Why does that not surprise me? Oh, it's nothing, honey. I don't mean anything by that. It's just that we don't have the same social circle. I see you from time to time and you're always with that girl. But it's almost like she doesn't even know who you are and if you're even there. Are you guys dating or is it your sister or something? Hey, don't look so offended. I apologize if I was being too forward. I mean, I could be completely wrong. It's just, to me, I see this guy. You seem intelligent and interesting. You've got a sly wit. You're not just some basic generic bro. All these other guys are all about an interesting. Like, motel art or something, you know? Yet, you're always hanging around this girl who just seems to forget you're even in the room. Hey, you don't have to explain it to me. It's none of my business. I know you're there, and there's a lot of things to go on in a relationship. I don't have any idea what things are really like. I'm just telling you what I see. I just don't know if you two are dating or if you're stuck in the friend zone. All I'm saying is that if you two were hanging around me, I'd sure as hell pay attention to you. I know, a man needs attention. You all just want a woman to bat her eyes at you and make you feel like you're the center of the universe. I'm sorry I'm being a little blunt. It's just that I know what a man needs, what a man deserves. And it's frustrating when a woman doesn't give it to him. Personally, I love giving a man pleasure. It's fun. It excites me. And it makes me feel powerful. I know some women that don't feel the exact same way. And some men can't handle it. Such fragile egos. Well, they need to believe they're in charge. Instead of just handing over the reins and enjoying the ride. Guys like that aren't real men, of course. They're just insecure boys. They can't be around a strong, confident woman. The kind of woman who isn't afraid to go after something she wants. A woman just like me. When I see something I want, I can't be quite relentless. Insatiable, even. What's wrong? You look like a deer in headlights. Have you never heard a woman talk like this? Well, that's a real shame. You know, it's not all talk to you, honey. I'm very good at backing up my talks with actions. Oh, you're skeptical? Well, keep fucking around and find out. I'm just teasing. I'm sure some women have showered you with attention before. How long has it been, honey? What? You've gone your whole life without someone lusting over you? That is a shame. Nobody should feel neglected, especially a guy like you. An intelligent guy. An interesting one. I'm being sincere, you know. I have a confession. I've noticed you checking me out before. No, don't deny it. I don't mind. I feel flustered about it. And when you would look at me, I just felt flustered. You know, I didn't just stay here to keep you company. The truth is, I've been hoping to get you alone for a very long time. How do you feel about that? Oh, now you're the one who's flustered. I'm glad to hear that. I can tell you felt neglected and that you'd like a little attention, and that's why you always checked me out. That's not criticism. I like attention, too. Especially when it's coming from a guy like you instead of some meathead. You're a real man. The kind any woman would appreciate. Well, any woman except for you know who. You know that just being here alone with you has made me think some dirty thoughts. What kind of dirty thoughts? Do you really want to know? Well, I don't really want to offend you. It's just I was thinking that there is nobody else around, and it's just going to take them at least an hour to hike to the top of the trail and come back. And probably more if they stop to enjoy the view, and you and I could find a lot of ways to pass the time while they're gone. And nobody would know a thing. I can give you the attention you deserve. What do you think about that? Oh, you're intrigued. Have you ever thought about it? About fucking somebody else? Oh, interesting. But you haven't acted on those fantasies, have you yet? Why don't you come a little closer, sweetie? That's it. You know, I can show you exactly what it feels like to feel desired, to be wanted by a woman who doesn't take you for granted. I am definitely not teasing you, honey. Let me just take your hand for a second. Don't be shy. I'm just gonna push up this tight skirt a little bit, okay? And do you feel that? Do you feel what I am for you right now? Right through panties. And we're just flirting. We're not doing anything overly sexual yet. Why don't you touch some more? That's it. That's a good boy. Oh, that's a good boy rubbing me through my panties. Does she get this wet for you? Of course she doesn't. She doesn't even appreciate you. She doesn't appreciate what she has in you. She doesn't even know what it's like to be fucked by you. She doesn't even want it. hard, relentlessly, the way I'd let you fuck me right now. Oh, you're not sure that you wanna fuck? Don't be coy with me, naughty boy. We both know you wanna fuck me. You're just not sure if you really going to go through with it yet? But what if it's not your choice? Oh, what do I mean? You know exactly what I mean, sly boy. You're so shy. We're out here in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody around. I can be very forward. Do you think you could resist me? Or at least, you could tell yourself I was impossible to resist. If that makes you feel better. Because we both know you're already mine. And, at least in your mind, if not your body, you can tell me no if that makes you feel like a good boy. If you want to pretend like you're not the type of guy who'd fuck somebody he barely knows just minutes after your girl walked off. But your body's already betraying you. It knows what it wants, and your cock is craving this pussy, isn't it? I'll tell you what, let's play a game. I'm gonna run my hand up your thigh nice and slow. If I reach your crotch without you getting hard for me, then you win and I'll stop tempting you. But if you're hard, you still win because you're going to fuck me right here. Deal? I'll take your silence as an agreement. Come closer. Let me just touch your thigh and move up. Damn. You're hard as a rock. Perfect. I want it. Oh, honey. You don't get to change your mind now. Not after you let me touch your cock like that. I know you want this to happen. It's obvious. Now you can lay down on this picnic table and fuck me like the real man I know you are. Or I can get nasty. Maybe I'll have to push you around a little or rub that cock. You don't want me to get aggressive, do you? Wouldn't you just use me like the naughty slut I am? Don't look so unsure of yourself. Which is it going to be? Oh, that's nice. That's a good boy. Come put me on my back. Push up my skirt. Do you want me to unbutton my top so you can see my titties? My bra clasp is right in front. So you just spring right out. You like that, don't you, naughty boy? You want me to make these titties bounce while you give me that cock? Take my panties off. I want you to see my pretty pussy. Now, spread my legs like a real man. You need this. You deserve this. I want you to fuck my tight pussy. Yes. Oh, you're. That's it, baby. Fuck Jackie's pussy. Oh, moon my name. Moon my name. Moon my name. My name, Jackie, mommy, moan it, that's it, baby, I know it's tight, it feels good, right, make sure you're moaning my name, take your time, I know it's been a while since you've had real, who am I kidding, it's never been like this, never been like Jackie's, I don't want you to come too soon, shh, moan my name, be quiet. You don't want them to hear us, do you? The sound might carry out here. Just give me that dick. That's it. That's it. You want this, don't you? Don't you, good boy? A woman who knows a real man's needs. Yes, I know it feels good for you. You love this pussy, don't you? Of course. It feels good. It's so hot and wet, just for you. I know you wanted to fuck me, that's it. Don't stop. Wreck this pussy. Tell me your cock belongs to Jackie. Tell me. That's it. You're such a good boy. Such a good fuck. Oh, you make me feel so good. Fuck. Fuck. Look at these titties building for you. Oh, you love fucking me so hard. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come with you. Oh, no, no, no. Don't you dare pull out. You're gonna fill me up. I want your cum dripping out of you when she comes back. Your seed is gonna dry on my thighs while I make small talk with her. Fuck. Fuck. I'm so close. Come at me, baby. Come at me with that hard cock. Fill me up. Come with me. Oh, give me every drop. Make me yours. That's it. That's it. Fuck. Oh, come for Jackie. Oh. That was nice. Oh, I'm such a good girl for you, aren't I? You deserve that. We should definitely straighten up before everybody gets back. Oh, my panties? Why don't you take them with you? That'll be a nice souvenir for you. Why? Yes, that's true. Your cum might drip out of me when I stand up. But is that part of the fun? If you really want to have these panties, then invite me over sometime to pick them up. Does that sound like a good idea? I'm glad you agree.